Beans, Beats and Bankruptcy, and I'm Steve Heveletta. Today we're going to be talking about what's hot on the cafe scene, music we're listening to at work, and bankruptcy. Plus, check out my cat. So today we're drinking a classic Italian espresso blend from Cafe Momenti, which is a boutique roaster in Sydney. It's prepared on a mocha, so the little Italian mocha rather than an espresso machine to keep it authentic. Look, it's out of fashion for the time being, I must say, but I love it. Great way to start the day, and nothing like this to pep you up at 3 p.m. in a Wednesday afternoon when you're busy trying to struggle through the balance of the week, which is how I feel right now. In the beat segment, we're going to be reviewing tracks we work to, how they impact our mood, and whether they assist us to get a good outcome for our clients. So at risk of dating this particular episode of the video project, I guess, I'm going to be talking about a song we're listening to at work at the moment, which is Dorothea, a new track by Taylor Swift. For those that know me, know I begrudgingly hate and love Taylor Swift. This particular track, the beats, it has no beats. It's pretty much just a chilled out country track. Vocals, they're okay. I mean, she's a talented singer. She's better than me, but, you know, they're Taylor Swift. Workability, though, like 9 out of 10. It's very relaxed. It's great to have on in the background. Overall, though, I give it a 5. It's just not original. It's not cool. It's not fun. It's a little bit depressing on a Wednesday afternoon. It just makes it harder to get through the rest of the week. Exciting bit where I actually talk about bankruptcy. Today, we're going to be talking about a case of Talent and the Official Receiver 2020 FCA 1294 for those that actually want a citation. Look, general themes of this particular case, statements of affairs, application for a statement of affairs to actually have been treated as if it was filed earlier, and basically dealing with the exercise of discretion by the courts and the official receiver with respect to ad hoc or informal presentations of a statement of affairs. So as I mentioned one of the earlier episodes when we were doing the basics, it's up to a debtor to actually present their statement of affairs to the official receiver or to a trustee via the official receiver before they can go bankrupt. So it's an obligation on them before their 3 years of bankruptcy starts, again, at risking dating this particular episode. And so in this particular case, the case dealt with almost exclusively around what does filed mean under Section 33A of the Bankruptcy Act. And effectively, the court was pretty simple. They just said filed includes presented, lodged, or given. In this particular instance, the debtor had actually provided the official receiver their statement of affairs informally at a public examination some years prior, I think actually 20 years prior. And it was an application for the court to deem that presentation of the statement of affairs to the official receiver to have been considered filed in accordance with the Act, and thus allowing that particular debtor's bankruptcy period to start at the time of that presentation rather than at some later time. So look, it was a pretty straightforward case. It dealt with a really narrow issue, but it was quite novel. And so if I was a debtor, I would just go on the AFSA website or engage with my private trustee to make sure that I'm complying with the most orthodox and germane processes for filing under Section 33A of the Bankruptcy Act. But that being said, this is an interesting case because it shows that filed is actually broader than its normal English meaning, and that you can file something to an individual in their official capacity, even if you're not going through a process or a system that they may have otherwise mandated. So takeaway tips, go through the process the ordinary way. Don't delay the commencement of your bankruptcy just because you're lazy. This is, however, an extraordinary and interesting case.